And it is intelligent to say like that, because it is infinite. A fool may say that I have known, I have got a position. Your truth is autocrat. And what is our position? If we really live in the kingdom of autocracy, what position we may have? Nothing. And to have the proper conception that no position I have got, that is another something. Because that is the truth, as Newton told, that I am more wise than you all, because you say I have finished the knowledge. And I think that I am only collecting some pebbles in the infinite shore of the ocean. So I am wiser. I consider myself wiser than you. You think that knowledge can be finished. But I think that I have not yet begun properly to study what is knowledge infinite. So, it is like that. It is like that.
Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari. Nidhar, Nidhar, Nidhar. Still we shall have to go, do our duty, to be sincere. Whatever little knowledge I know, I must try to help with that. A particular medicine by using which I feel that I have, my health is improved by from particular disease. Then I can recommend that to another. Oh, you have got this disease, you use this medicine. It will help you. And that's common sense. Common sense. The disease is of this nature, and the medicine of this type. And what I have used, I feel that I am in the curing state. I may recommend that sincerely to others also. In that way, preaching will go. Preaching means not that I know fully. The preaching, that is sadhan, kirtan and kirtan, savanam kirtanam, this is all sadhana, means to end. Means to end, sadhana. Savan, kirtan, listening, then preaching, that is also sadhana, means to end. That is not that one has reached the end and he is distributing his own wealth, not like that. Sadhana. And if one is a preaching line, then he will have the chance of higher listening. We had that experience. When we were engaged in preaching, then there are so many poems come where we could not find satisfaction when giving answer. Then when the chance came for listening, we invited answers at that time. We could collect answer replies, proper, appropriate answers to those points thereby. In this way it is developed. No end. No end. Only the fools rushing her angels fear to say. Mahaprabhu says, I do not know anything. I do not, I cannot give anything a drop. I have got a touch into my tongue, a very small drop. In this way, it is such. It is infinite. So we must not be proud of any position. And still it is, we are living in the reign of autocracy. We must be conscious of the fact. Always wakeful to our own position. But still, I must obey the order. I must obey the order, I am doing so. That does not mean I have come to obey the order, then I am omniscient and omnipotent. And like that, a carrier, agent. I am an agent.
agency may be withdrawn any time. Though that generally that is not possible, but still we have such consciousness. Mahaprabhu says to Advaita Prabhu that the Prime Minister of a king, by whose order so many culprits may be hanged, and by the order of king, that officer also may be hanged. So Advaitacharya Mahaprabhu's advice. The higher officer, by whose order so many the capital punishment granted. And by the order of the king, that officer, by whose order capital punishment, he also may be given capital punishment. It is so. It is so. That is, not relatively, but it is, from the absolute standpoint, it is such. But still, it is true that the devotees also, they gather some confidence and the power dedicated to them, But it is of that nature, dedication. By one ordinance can take away all the powers of the whole government. One ordinance. In the Second Great War, the time came such in England. All the individual ownership was taken by the state, irrespective of any, by the lord and the man in the street. Every right of everyone was taken away by the state in England when they apprehended that Hitler may jump any moment into England at that time. Anyone may be vacated, may be ordered to vacate his own palace, own kingdom. The whole power came to the authority one. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Gauri, Gauri. But only a suggestion of goodwill for the outcast. Mahamangal was conceived. Now if good men come there, it may go on. If not, it may not go. But I can. I will, with some goodwill, I get solution to this. If aggrieved party may join, and they may work conjointly in an organized way. That was my object.
Gurudev, I have a question. Do you think it conceivable that Mahamandal and ISKCON may someday cooperate?
Huh? What do you say?
Do you think it conceivable that someday the Mahamandal and ISKCON may cooperate together?
If such time may come, it may be possible. If such favorable time comes, they may cooperate, or even they may merge. No vow of empty propaganda, no creed like that.
if they have the mutual understanding, according to their capacity, they will do. So I think the little peculiarity may be in Mahamandal, that I have generally told about the comparative position of different rasa, Santa Dasa Sakka Vatsalya Madhu, and mainly Madhura rasa. Because in all our mantra and the Guru Parampara is all in Madhura rasa. Guru Parampara, the Gurus are all in Madhura rasa. And the other rasas are subsidiary. But it is not so much clear in ISKCON propaganda. This is a little, maybe a little peculiarity one can notice. All rasas are subsidiary, assisting, but main thing is Madhura rasa, the service of Krishna in the Madhura rasa, consorthood. Krishna is consort, fatherhood in Christianity, but consorthood in Gauriya Vaishnava, that is the highest realizing aspect. And there is also something peculiar, which is known as parapura, that means absolute, without having any respect for any other relationship in the environment. All other relationship with the environment may be ignored, while we consider our connection with Krishna. All other may be ignored. That is parupya, means this, independent of all other obligations to the society and to any religious conception. In our connection with Krishna, it is absolute, absolute to such a degree that it ignores all other connections with the environment, any obligation. This means parupya, consorthood. The wholesale surrender which can ever be conceived, that is given a supreme position in Mahaprabhu's teachings in Vrindavan. Krishna is like that. No other question will be allowed to come to enter in our relationship with Him. It is absolute. This is led much stress on in the teachings of our Guru Maharaj, and also it is understood by me. But this sort of spiritual education and the preaching may be just by installment. Mm-hmm. All may not have the capacity of grasping such higher position in the devotional school. Maybe just by installment. But our aim should be there. Aim should be there. But we may not consider us to be qualified to practically accept that position. It is always to be respected on our head, high above, but the object is such. Krishna, Krishna.
Maharaj, you are saying that Swami Maharaj did not stress this. He didn't have time to stress this rasa.
What does he say?
Swami Maharaj did not have time to stress on this Madhurya rasa.
Maybe.
Generally.
But he did not do. because the devotionals or sadhanas all on a sudden to give all these things, then maybe there may be possibility of being misunderstood. So the Shastric scholars also, the scholars of revealed scriptures, they also have accepted such position, that the whole thing must not be delivered to the child in the spiritual world. A gradual installment that should be very
Buddha, is the nature of bureaucracy to become stagnant? Because in any organization, there is some bureaucracy. In a big organization, there is some bureaucracy.
Where is it done?
Bureaucracy.
What is this? Bureaucracy.
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 Yes. In any organization.
Bureaucracy.
So that bureaucracy
has facility and also some difficulty, but we have to tolerate it. Bureaucracy, that should be there, bureaucracy. But bureaucracy may be moral and sometimes immoral. The king is compelled to make the subject through the bureaucracy. But if bureaucracy is adulterated, then the king's position is bad to the subjects. So necessary for the intelligent branch. Intelligence branch, you know, the spying system, to look at the activity of the bureaucracy, whether they are discharging their duty properly, the relationship with the subject and the emperor, the bureaucracy. Through bureaucracy, king comes to the subject, to the people, and the people also approach the king through the bureaucracy. But bureaucracy vulnerable, so the spy system, and there may be also difficulty. So we have to accept all these things into account. So Varnashram is the first bureaucracy, Indian conception of Varnashram, that is the bureaucracy system. Well organized bureaucracy. The Brahmins who are indifferent to this worldly aspiration, they are, and the Brahma conception, who are generally given to truth and knowledge, they are in the front rank. And next, the organizers, the Kshatriyas, the army marching from science to science, from ignorance to knowledge, the whole nation marching. And in the front, those appreciate that consciousness, Krishna, spiritual consciousness. They are in the front, the Brahmins. And then the organizers. Then next, third, the financer. And the fourth, free labor hand. In this way, the nation marching towards from ignorance to knowledge. Varnashram system is a well-established bureaucratic system here in India, in general.
Maharaj, Sava Bhavana Prabhu, Sarva Bhavana Prabhu and Navadi Prabhu has come from across the river.
Where are they?
Sarva Bhavana ekhane ache. Sarva Bhavana ekhane. And apnar samne Navadi Prabhu ekhane.
Here, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Dev, he could not give recognition to Buddha Prasi, but not some. He introduced a shortcut policy, Gyan Shunna Bhakti. No recognition for any energy or any knowledge even. But independent of both of them, he recommended another way towards loving region, loving land of Vrindavan. He told that only we have to gather, anyhow, we have to gather some unit of love. Love in its smallest position, that is ruchi, taste. Taste is the unit of love. So no knowledge, no power can give that thing. Proper taste. So that can be gathered from anywhere, independent of this bureaucracy. That general loyalty. That is another unit, a different type of unit. Cannot be acquired by ordinary course of life. But the laulamatta mulamekanam jammukoti sukhetena kriyatam krishna bhakti rasabhavita mukti kriyatam jadi kutopi lobhati. Even in the different course and the movement of the world, it may be possible that one, suppose when there is revolution, a highly valued gem or key that may be found only with a kuli, if there is that revolution in the kingdom. Very precious thing may be found with a kuli. In course of revolution, things are scattered here, there, in something like that. That in this Brahmanda, according to karma, so many souls are moving this side, that side. They are lost. They are so losing their society, going to another society in this way. So whoever got that precious thing in the course of such movement in their life, regular, irregular, the ruchi, the taste for Krishna consciousness, or Krishna, that is the highest thing to appreciate. And with that capital, one can associate with such persons who have got taste towards Krishna consciousness. And in their company, you go on with serving attitude, Savan Krishna Sastra, and you independent of knowledge and the power. He may be a poor man, he may be an ignorant man. Maybe a poor man, He is a devotee. We can easily understand. But he is an ignorant man, not wise man. Still, he may be a devotee. Gyan-sunna-bhakti. Gyan-sunna-bhakti. No necessity. Gyan, knowledge has got no part to play in the life of devotion proper. It is independently can come and the devil take a person. That is only taste, faith, sadha, test, but it is huge. It will take to you in the domain of love. No knowledge, no calculation, no reason necessary. From the beginning it is beyond reason. Reason has nothing to do with it. It has got its own reason. Gyan-sunna-bhakti, he recommended. Whether a Brahmin, that is some man of some spiritual, hazy spiritual conception. That the Krishna conception is the highest conception of spiritual world. But the beginners of the spiritual consciousness may not know that. They may misguide in other direction. So, the love is the highest quarter in our realization. And from there, if an agency has distributed some sort of unit here and there, scattered in the world, and if we can come connection with that, we can go direct through that, have a tastefulness towards that. No knowledge, and no energy, no power, this is nothing of the necessary.
He traveled for 6 years and preached. Just giving that that pure Krishna consciousness.
No organization. Systematic was made, but his devotees, they are connected with one another, though living independently, physically, but they had some association and cooperation. You may say that an organization, or may not give that name, does not matter. But Sampradaya was there, all important members having faith in the creed and the preaching of Chaitanya Dev, they had some association, mutual cooperation, we can see. The Rupa Sanatan there in Vrindavan, they had also had some respect on Sanatan Goswami. And here also, the Srinivasa Acharya, Samananda Narottam, and the Chandra Prabhu, they had some intimate connection amongst them and the consulting. They used to take any action. Of course, at that time, the smart or some Sampada, so-called Vedic Hindus, they were against their propaganda. This was very revolutionary, Mahapurusha. No caste, no creed. Anyone who has got a little faith in Krishna consciousness, he is above all. He may be of lower caste, he may be ignorant, he may be women or men, a child or old, does not matter. Only who has got faith, who has got some taste for Krishna Lila, he should be recognized as a devotee and he should be respected. He possesses the capital. He is in possession of the capital, Krishna, that love for Krishna. He is the capitalist. Whoever got everything. And the possessing of knowledge, yoga, vibhuti, all these things are outcast. They can show some magic to the foolish mass, but no real basis of the soul's highest real fulfillment. Those things have got no fulfillment. On the halfway they will stop. now showing magical performance and is charming the ordinary people. But they won't stay. The highest fulfillment of life is only in the taste for Sri Krishna. The seed is there. The seed of a banyan, big banyan tree is small. But it can produce the banyan tree big. So the smallest test for Krishna consciousness that has got relationship with the highest fulfillment of life. And that are acquisition, they will go show some glamour to some distance and then they will vanish. They will disappoint the followers. The highest fulfillment of inner hankering of every unit in the world is for love and not for knowledge, not for any power or any magical display. That is all outer tendency in our mind to acquire money, to acquire name, fame. The world will vanish, then what is the value of the name and the fame in the world? The whole globe will vanish and again comes into existence. The name and the fame, but still for fame and name, for the valor and all these things we are captured so much, all misguiding, satanic thing. Only real satisfaction of our whole heart can be had in Krishna consciousness. All others are betrayers. They will betray with us one day and others. Any time they will betray us. Because our heart's thirst, innermost thirst of our heart is for divine love. If we can understand this, then wherever that may be found, I shall run to that place, not to this present glamour and the show present world in different direction. They have got no value in the ultimate race of life. Nati vidu sattva guti vishnu dhulasayaji bahiratthamanina prahlad madhati. They cannot detect that their innermost hankering is towards Vishnu, towards Krishna. They are charmed by the covers of things. So many different covers. They are running towards the dazzling appearance of the covers and not the substance within. The real substance of the whole world is that Krishna consciousness, that is love, Krishna prema. That is the substance protected within the cover, the shell outside. Bahiratthamanina. They are making much of the external aspect of things and not the innermost substance, the very life of the existence. And that is Krishna, love, Krishna, divine love. That can only give fulfillment to one and all, everyone. They do not know it. So they are running towards this and that and thousand things, captured by the dazzling of the witch, satanic display, right? Enchantress, not the witch, Maya. Maya means the play of the witch, which by her dazzling display our misguides our heart. We must flee from that sort of glamour. Gaudhari
gold, holy gold, holy gold, holy gold. Not a question, not a problem of this life, but life together. Variegated life, variegated creation. From the tree, from the stone to the demigods. We have only going up and down in this way. The common thread we need that that is in our love, satisfaction, divine love, that can satisfy, nothing else. This is given out in Bhagavatam and Mahaprabhu internally. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur told that this is so plain, so plain truth, the divine love we want from our innermost heart. So plain truth that the world very easily would understand in a short time that that is the only goal of every soul, and they will all come under the banner of Sri Chaitanya Dev, living rather religious, formal sections. Ignorance is to ignore this physical aspiration. In Christianity and in many religions, it has been accepted. Nothing to aspire after here. But what to aspire after? The positive side. Bhagavata has given clear conception, Sri Chaitanya Dev. It is Krishna consciousness. Krishna. 24 hours engagement with God. There is no higher found in any conception of religion in the world ever or come to this world. 24 hours engagement with Godhead. And that God is only Krishna, and it is possible only in the line of consorthood. 24 hours deep engagement with Him. Hari Gaudhari to speak such a big thing in a small mouth. Gaudhari 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 We have a dream, to see a dream that one has been king, has become a king or master of clothes while lying in a torn bed sheet and living like that. So, big position holders that they have so many. Kutir, but in India, generally high in the flow of knowledge came only from the cottages in the forest, rishi. Research scholars of high spiritual order, plain living, high thinking, India. A land of plain living and high thinking. When I first came in connection with Guru Maharaj in Calcutta, and I heard the discussion over the thoughts given in the Upanishad. Came to my mind. In ancient days, what was discussed and cultivated in the cottages, in the forest, in the caves of Himalaya, that has come in the business town like Calcutta, at the heart of Calcutta, the business town. There that link has come. That thing is being distributed here in Calcutta. So busy, full of business and the material competition. And there's that thing is being discussed here. So, what is the peculiarity, the revolutionary thing? Then gradually I came to know that he has empowered, authorized to do so. He has come with the idea of a totalitarian war to crush the Maya, the misconception about the environment. Ishavasyam. All this energetic movement should be stopped and only Krishna consciousness should spread everywhere, everywhere. That will save the souls and not the money transaction. Or any political transaction, or anything else can save the soul. Only Krishna consciousness, the Vedic culture can save so many, all souls, including the trees. With this great conviction he came with to give a push, a crushing push to the humanity of the present age. Not to retire to the particular cave of Himalaya and there to begin meditation for his own, but empowered, delegated by Mahaprabhu, he has come like that. Don't care for this. The glamour must be exposed of the present civilization. Charm of present civilization should be exposed nakedly and must be driven away from the society, at least from the human beings. Hare Krishna, so it is found in Calcutta, not in a cottage in the Himalaya, but in the business center here and there. We have the fight. Finishing fight. Swami Maharaj also went to the West with that banner in hand. He told so boldly. One of the psychologists saw his photo. But this photo I find that it is fearlessness to the extreme in Swami Maharaj. In the League of Nations, what is known now? Now? United?
United Nations.
So many dogs are barking there. As dogs, they quarrel for another, seeing at the things. So this material property is in their eye. And like so many dogs, they are barking in that United Nations. The statement was boldly given out by him. Is it not? You have to do that. The dogs are barking. All the so-called important persons